Chapter 8. "Get to the house, Daisy," her father commanded. Yanking her skirt down, she stood and glanced at Lee, who slowly rose to his feet, his breathing harsh, his large emerald eyes wide with fear. Her father's gun pointed at his head. She couldn't let her father shoot him. Terror clutched her chest as she watched the two men stare at one another.
"Papa, please don't hurt him."
"I'm gonna kill him," he said between gritted teeth. She'd never seen her father so angry. His red face, bulging eyes, and fighting stance made her realize her father meant business. Lee's life was in danger because of her.
"No, Daddy, we're courting."
"That's not how a decent man courts a woman." Frightened for Lee's life, she watched her father's hands shake holding the gun. What if his finger just tightened on the trigger? "How do you know this man?"
"The debutante ball. We met there."
For a moment, her father's eyes narrowed and his jaw tightened. "Now I remember you. You introduced yourself in the library with all the men. Why didn't you ask permission to court my daughter?" Lee licked his lips, nervous, and Daisy feared for them both.
"We were interrupted, sir. It's one of the reasons I came by today. I want to ask for you to allow me to court your daughter."
That was a lie. Lee had no idea who her father was. But to save his life, she was willing to let that little falsehood slide.
"No, you don't have permission to court her because, son, you're going to marry her."
Astonished, Daisy whirled toward her father.
"No, Papa, this is not how I want to get married."
Marriage? All she knew about Lee, she learned at the ball. He was a rich man who probably lived in Durango, but she wasn't even certain about that.
"The two of you should have thought of that before I found you sparking in the hay with this man. Now he's going to save your reputation."
Why would he need to protect her reputation? No one but her father had caught them, and he was furious. But no need for them to say vows they didn't mean for one another.
"My reputation is fine. Nothing happened."
"Then why, when the preacher and I walked in the door, was his hand up your skirt?"
Oh, dear God. The preacher had been with him? Looking around the barn.
"He's not here now. Let's just pretend this didn't happen. I'm still a virgin. I'm still pure as I look."
Eyes flashing with fury, her father growled.
"Doesn't matter. You think the man of God will keep quiet about what you were doing?"
"Sir, let me explain," Lee said. "No explanation needed. We saw what you were doing. Young man, you've got some nerve coming to my home and taking advantage of my daughter."
That wasn't the truth. If only she hadn't enticed Lee. But the man kissed like sin, and she believed they were alone.
Her mother came running through the door.
"What's wrong? I was told I should come out here and stop you from killing someone."
When her father glanced at her mother, Daisy noticed her father's ruddy complexion. Never had she seen him so angry. She was Daddy's favorite, his little girl, and he would do everything to protect her and her reputation.
"The preacher and I walked in and found the two of them going at it in the hay. This boy's hand was up her skirt."
With surprise, her mother's eyes widened and her voice condemned.
"Daisy!"
"Get the preacher. They're getting married."
"Mama, stop this. Please don't make me marry him."
Her mother gave Lee a nasty glance as she walked to her husband's side.
"Now, Sydney, I understand you want to do what's right by our daughter. But what do we know about this young man? I remember him from the ball, but what about his family? Would you want to sentence our daughter to a life of misery?"
Slowly, her father stared at her mother and lowered his gun.
"Daisy's reputation is ruined. You know the man of God is the biggest gossip in Durango. Word of her dalliance will be making the rounds by this afternoon. That little tumble in the hay cost both of you."
"Sydney, please, this is our baby girl. Don't do this."
"I'll marry her," Lee said.
Like a rabbit rattler, her father's eyes narrowed on Lee.
"Of course you will, son. And you better never hurt her, because if you do, you'll be wolf meat. Do you understand me?"
"Yes, sir,"
Lee said with a sigh.